Commercial medical marijuana ordinances proposed in Riodel are currently being discussed by the Planning Commission in a series of meetings. If approved, the ordinances that would allow for commercial medical marijuana businesses would then go to the City Council for a vote. On March 8th, the Planning Commission discussed in depth the cultivation portion of the ordinances. The ordinances are based on the recently approved medical marijuana land use ordinances approved by the state. The state guidelines allow for local control from seed to stem, or the locality can ban them outright, as Fortuna and Eureka have done. City staff is recommending restricting outdoor and mixed light commercial cultivation to rural or natural resources zones only. Indoor commercial cultivation would be restricted to industrial, commercial, rural, or natural resources zones. These areas would include the Dinsmore Plateau, the Mazzetti property on the north side of the Eel River, and the former Eel River sawmill site. Community Development Director Kevin Caldwell stated that the city has been contacted by numerous residents who want those zones expanded into suburban and urban residential lots an acre or larger.
We have been contacted by a number of people that are not in the rural designation or the natural resources designation or the industrial commercial designation, but within the suburban and the urban residential zones. And these property owners have larger parcels, and they felt that they should be entitled, such as the form and standards, to also participate, and many of them, as they said, become legal. A couple of them are frank with me and said right now they've got what are considered illegal operations within the city, and we know there are a number of those.
The Planning Commission members decided to not expand the recommended zones at this time. The city is envisioning a commercial medical marijuana business park at the former Eel River sawmill site, similar to the plans developed in 2010 for a food cooperative at that location, as described by Caldwell.
Plan West did a regional food collaborative study for us, and it was supposed to be kind of an all-in-one regional processing distribution facility for agricultural products. And that's really almost what we hope to get out there at the industrial park, is that, you know, this could be, instead of a regional food collaborative, it's going to be a regional cannabis collaborative. And there was an opportunity for somebody to open up a facility, a standalone facility, and it would be, I would not be surprised if they processed millions of pounds a year. There is a lot of cannabis grown in this country. And
the Eel River sawmill site is currently owned by local developer Dennis Wendt. Some meeting attendees have been speaking with Mr. Wendt about developing various cannabis businesses at that location if the ordinances are approved. The Planning Commission will be meeting again on March 22nd at 6:30 p.m. to discuss medical marijuana manufacturing ordinances, which includes extraction methods and edibles. They will meet again on April 12th at 6:30 p.m. to discuss the ordinances regarding medical marijuana testing laboratories and dispensaries. Currently, the city bans all medical marijuana dispensaries, but there is the possibility that this may change. City staff is recommending the approval of one dispensary in the town center zone. The commission hopes to pass on their recommendations to the City Council by their April 19th council meeting. Video of the March 8th meeting and the recommended ordinances are available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.